The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, with two sleeps left, it's Nicola Duke, the Duchess of the Chart. You all right, Nick?
Yes, I am. Are you all ready for Storm, whatever her name is?
Storm Barbara. Oh, Barbara Storm. Storm Barbara. Come on, Barbara. Oh, send a bit of wind up my dress. I know. So they name them. I don't know if it's the same with hurricanes and storms, but they name them as boy, girl, through the alphabet, don't they? So Barbara will be now. Next one, Storm, will be Storm like Carl, you know, something like that. Or Craig, Storm Craig.
Well, I'm very smug because I don't have to go out between now and Christmas. So let it storm, that's what I say.
Let it storm, let it storm, let it storm. What is the what are you doing for Christmas, Nicola?
I am staying home. Just the two of us and the dogs. And last year I had everybody, this year I'm having a quiet one.
Yeah, just you and your other half and the dogs all under a duvet for 3 days, yeah? Just
exactly.
Stay in there, not
eating things we shouldn't. Yeah, exactly.
Eating and then going to the fridge, getting something out, and jumping back into bed. Excellent. All right, so the chart. There's not a lot of news out, of course. It's half day trading the markets, but news is out on Asia Met. I do hold some stock in this, and they've raised $2 million, which is good. It'll take them through to feasibility study completion, which is when the bigger investors come on board. It's a bankable, feasible study. This is what you have to have to get the big money coming in. So this is good, and it'll see them through now to most of 2017. To get this done. ARS is the ticker, ARS. What do you reckon on the chat?
ARS has been in a really tight little wedge since the start of December, so this is a really good setup for news. I'd like to see it blast out of here. Mm-hmm. Above 2.5, back above the 200-day, which is right literally we're touching it in the last 3 days. I'd like to see this one go. I'll send a chart with the wedge. We've been in a really tight range for like 18 months, you know, between sort of 2.1 and the resistance at 3. I'd really like to get us out of this range if the news is good enough, because the upside target is 3.94. So,
yeah, good
one.
Hopefully it will. Hopefully it'll blast through there. Lovely. Okay, and I've gone with two very popular stocks. Some of the stocks are most followed on the Vox Markets website there. And do you know what? I've just closed down the browser. So I think it was next... Was it 88 Energy? Yes, okay, let's go with that.
Energy. Yeah. Another one, like, all this year, you know, we had this huge, huge rally at the start of the year, just like the rally in oil. And then we've consolidated, gone sideways in a really big wedge. I really do like this to go back up to 3.4. It's sort of holding on to the moving averages. I think if we could hold on to this 2.3 level, we've got a good chance of doing it. But we're still stuck in this wedge, so that's got to be your first target, sort of 3.3, 3.4.
Yeah.
But if we can close above 3.4, then the next big leg higher will be underway, and that should take us to 6 next. But you know, if it's mirroring oil tends to make a bottom around the sort of mid to late February, so January's a seasonally weak month, so I don't think it'll really pop until then.
I do like that stat fact you've just brought out there. I like that. Nice, add a bit of colour to that. Okay, cool. And the last one we're looking at is Ascent Resources, AST, and very popular stock, but being highly followed. Colin, the CEO, has been on the podcast several times, and it's done well of late. What are the charts saying
to
you?
Honestly, I love this. It looks really good. It's been in this wedge, really tight range, narrow wedge since August. But if you look at the RSI says we're popping and we've broken out. And if you draw a trend line from that August high, we definitely have. We've come back to retest the breakout a little bit, but I do think this should keep going higher.
Yeah, cool. All right.
And the first target in this is 2.4, and then eventually I think it should go to 4.5.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely. Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, for the new year anyway, for post-Christmas. Nicola, thank you very much. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, and I'll also put them on the company pages there at Vox, so you can see them either way there. But thank you very much, Nicola. Thanks for helping this year.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, have a nice Christmas and speak to you after Christmas.
Are we doing this next week?
I have no idea, really. I don't know where it is this time of year. I have no idea. If we're still alive, yes. All right. If the world's still here.
Good luck with Storm Barbara.
Oh, listen, I always get on well with Barbara. Yes, me and Barbara. cheers, Nick. Thanks so much.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.